Previously on Algoa FM.
In celebration of Heritage Month, I am honoured to catch up with a symbol of the Rainbow Nation, born in the south of London, but proudly South African since the age of 3. She is the lead singer of Mango Groove and has been with the group since the age of 17. She sang the SA National Anthem at the 1998, 2000 and 2001 Rugby League Tri Nations tournaments. And with Mango Groove, she's performed in London, Paris, Hong Kong, Sydney. The list goes on. An icon, a legend. Claire Johnson, it's an honour. Good morning.
Thank you so much. My head is expanding.
You are amazing. You need to just know that, okay?
Oh, my goodness. Well, you're so kind. Thank you very, very much.
Well, Claire, you know, let's talk about it. You know, when we think of heritage, specifically South African heritage, you know, Mango Groove immediately pops to mind as a heritage musical group for South Africans. What does that mean for you, you know, having been in the industry for 30 years?
It's actually, can you believe, coming up to our 40th anniversary.
What?
Absolutely terrible. I know, I don't feel old enough to be able to say that, and yet it's an absolute fact.
Yeah.
It's absolutely crazy. So it's us to hear that we're part of, you know, South Africa, the South African musical landscape and part of South Africa's heritage, the world to us. It's very, very special. And when we started out in the mid-1980s, you know, we had no idea that it would be such a wonderful and long journey, and that it would just, you know, become so important and meaning in my own life. But I had no idea it would be such a ride.
And it's been phenomenal. You have so many stories to tell, and I'm sure you would have to sit, you know, around a fire for hours and actually talk about what you've experienced, where you've been. But, you know, being called a symbol of the Rainbow Nation, how does that make you feel? And how has that journey been for you, you know, for, you know, in South Africa, witnessing the apartheid regime and era to embracing the Rainbow Nation post-apartheid?
It's an amazing compliment. And of course, you know, the rainbow to some degree is a little tarnished, but I think that was to be expected from the realities of, you know, what it is to be a young democracy. And, you know, the way we are at the moment, where South Africa is and where South Africans are as people, I'm very, very proud of all of us. I think South Africans are incredible. And I think we've walked a long road together, and I think the best is yet to come. I genuinely believe it. I think we are our best when we pull together. I think our Springboks are such a fantastic symbol.
Yes. I read something online and it said, South Africa is not a country, it's a feeling. I don't know if
That's
you agree
beautiful.
With me.
I absolutely do. I think it's their country, and I think we're becoming increasingly proud South Africans, having come through, you know, very difficult times with apartheid and then post-apartheid, it's to be expected. So I think we are all starting to feel what it is to be South African in a really positive way.
And when it comes to the South African music industry, what sets Mango Groove apart from the rest? Because, you know, when we talk South African, successful South African groups, Mango Groove is one of them. So what was the little secret?
I try to tell you, I think, I suppose it's our musical roots are very South African. You know, music, we draw from the music of the townships in the 40s and the 50s, you know, that wonderful sound of the penny whistle. Well, the music is our inspiration. And then, of course, we added, you know, being youngsters ourselves back in the 80s, we added our own pop sensibility to it. So you've got this whole sort of mishmash of sounds and influences. And, you know, we were an 8-piece band back then. I was the only girl, and now we're 11. So all of us bring our own musical taste to bear. So it's a whole mixture of things that make it unique. And then, of course, just having been around for such a long time, as we've grown, we've just taken on board more and more of what South Africa's about, and that's become a big part of who we are.
That's so special. What is your favourite Mango Groove song, if I may ask? I know that you have many, but the one that really tugs at your heartstrings?
Well, you know what? It's a song I resented singing for a while, because, you know, when you're recording your album, all you want to do is play the new stuff, but understandably, people want their favourites. So I went through a phase of really not enjoying performing Special Star. I was sick of it. But now I've completely changed my tune, as it were. Now the effect it has on the audience when on stage, when the thing starts, the audience just loses their mind. And it doesn't matter where you are in the country, everyone just is crazy. They recognize it immediately. And I just get goosebumps each time. And when I walk on stage to do the it slows down again, and I walk on stage to sing, you know, when the stars, everyone goes mad all over again. So that to me is my very favorite thing. Outside of that, I would say Another Country is a song I'm very proud of. The song Another Country is, I think, very beautiful. And I can say that because I did not write it.
Oh, really?
No, John Layden wrote that back in 1993. Yep.
Wow, that's so.
John Layden's our founding father.
Yeah, and you've been singing for a very, very long time. I always wanted to ask you, you know, what is your sort of go-to fix me up if you're not feeling okay and you need to get your voice ready for recordings or tours or, you know, like, what do you do?
Yeah. You know, I was sick recently. I had quite a bad cold / flu, and we were traveling to Zambia, and I was quite worried with medication from the doctor, but that's something I do when I'm desperate. But steaming menthol in your head, that old-fashioned thing of a towel over your head, boiling water in a bowl with some Carvol or Vicks Vapor Rub. I find that just opens up the passages. And then before on stage, I'm embarrassed to admit I have a little nip of whiskey. And I find that just cleans my throat, and I do a little bit of a vocal warm-up. Nothing too long and arduous, just a quick little sort of a few little scales, and then I'm good to go mostly.
I love that. I really do. I wanted to know, you know, on the fun side, how do you spend your Friday nights these days?
That's a very good question. I'm actually in a relatively new romantic relationship. So I obviously, when I'm not with the band traveling, I like to be with him as much as possible. And we, you know, we like hanging out with friends, and we like cooking, actually. He likes helping me cook, so we cook together, which is fun. And, you know, sitting outside around a fire, that's become one of my favorite things to do.
Yeah, I love that about you. It's calm, tranquil, just living your best life.
Well, that's the hope, and I sometimes get it right, and other times I'm a crazy frantic person, but I try it more and more to be calm as I get older.
Oh, but lastly, Claire, just, you know, words of encouragement for the nation this Heritage Month, and just a word for aspiring singers that want to be the Claire Johnston.
The only advice I would really give is that you need to be tenacious, find your own voice, find your own style, and then don't be deterred. You must polish that and make sure, you know, you are. The other thing is just take very good care of yourself physically and emotionally. I mean, the music industry is a tough beast. You need to be strong. You need to, you know, be psychologically and physically strong. So just look after yourself and surround yourself with good people, not yes men and women, but people who are good for you, who are constructive with their criticism, who are supportive. Don't have negative people around you who are to kind of, you know, pull you down. I would say that would be kind of important as well.
You are amazing. It is an honor. Claire Johnston, thank you so much for joining me on the show, and I hope you have a beautiful day.
Thank you very much. The same to you. Thank you so much. It's been a pleasure.
Your digital library experience. Podcasts from algoafm.co.za.